Well, you know, it's interesting because you can use them wrong. The body has, well, there's actually in science, there was a Japanese fellow that related to it as a magnetic deficiency syndrome, MDS, and it caught on. And essentially, it's, let's put it this way, it's a measurement of the electric vitality of the body, of the cells, if you will. And if that vitality is deficient, then there's certain dysfunctions that occur in the body. I mean, actually, the body just really is it's not operating at high efficiency. And this occurs with a lot of people. As a matter of fact, we all take, well, I mean, a lot of people who are into alternative medicine, have got their eyes open. We're all taking vitamins and minerals. And you if you take enough of the right constituency, it'll elevate the energy in the cells. And when you do, then the pump that literally pulls in the nutrition and then pushes out the waste works extremely well, and the cell is well fed and the person's healthy. What occurs perhaps from a lack of nutrition or I tell you, we had a case. Well, actually, we've had a number of cases where the individuals got very ill, and the energy of the cells went so low. I mean, we had one woman who was in bed for, I mean, she was out of bed, but she essentially chronic fatigue syndrome, and many times fibromyalgia will come along with chronic fatigue, which essentially, if you will, we found is a lack of the pituitary in the gut making enough human growth hormone to satisfy mitosis. But this went on for about 25 years, and she was literally stuck. And we had another individual that it occurred for 15 years, literally stuck. Tried every type of methodology. It seemed every type of practitioner, with the exception of someone who knows biomagnetics, proper biomagnetics. Literally, her cells had so little energy that it's a catch-22. There's not enough energy to pump in, to pull in the magnesium and potassium to start the pump to give the cell enough energy. So